Welcome to the Health Fix Podcast, where Dr. Janine Krause, that's me, gives you, a health junkie, a weekly dose of tools to help you increase your energy and resilience to life stressor.
Hey, health junkies. The Health Fix Podcast is sponsored by EMF Rocks and athleticism.com, where you can find all the tools for whole brain and whole body performance so you can be an athlete for life. Hello there, health junkies. Welcome to another episode of The Health Fix. I have Ollie Wood on today. He is the owner and founder of the Meta Project. That is Australia and New Zealand's number one health program for professionals over 40. Awesome. Can't wait to get into talking about that. They are an online health and fitness company focusing on upgrading your gut health. Did you guys hear that? Gut health. Not talking about getting bigger muscles, making super gains. I mean, that comes later, but gut health to get the most out of your body so you can show up as your best. They have a team of coaches, a team of nutritionists, mindset coaches, exercise professionals to help you elevate your mental and physical health. Ollie, welcome to the Health Fix Podcast.
Thank you. Great to be here.
My goodness, you do a lot of awesome stuff. I took a look at your testimonial tank, which you guys, he has a tank because there are so many testimonials that are awesome stuff, because really, as we've found, Ollie and I both are working on optimizing metabolism. We're talking about gut health, all these things. And really the bottom line is we have to watch in our 40s what we're doing when we're getting with our workouts, when we're getting with the diet. What worked when we were 21 does not work the same. And so today, Ollie and I are going to talk all about why that is not the case. So Ollie, what got you started in creating the Meta Project in the first place? How did your journey take you here?
Yeah, it's really going to be a case of how many different frustrations did you get along the way? And then what did you learn through those rabbit holes, right? So taking the time to, I started off as a personal trainer in a big box gym, and going through that process of being that young 21-year-old that could be, well, let's lift some weight, let's eat some slightly cleaner food, and then just get like really quick changes. And when that was coming out of uni and when I was just going through basic training, that works, right? But for me, my biggest focus was always diving really, really deep into, okay, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to do it really, really well, right? So I dove really deep into the exercise science side of things and getting a level of movement up to a level where I was coaching other PTs around the country on how to move properly and really mastering the level of muscle contraction and movement, right? That allowed me to work with better and better clients and higher level executives and business owners. But what I was finding is we could optimize everything with the way they were training, the way they were moving. And it made absolutely no difference because they were walking through the door with that amount of stress and inflammation that they weren't able to recover. They weren't able to respond. And what used to be a session that was very military based, very, you know, a full hour of training now became, you know, 50% training, 50% nutrition, then 20% training, and then more lifestyle design, right? Because there has to be so many more components that we take into account. And they're walking through the door, still on the phone, breathing really shallow, hadn't eaten since six. You know, how are we going to get a good workout in today, right? So taking that time to look at all of these components of better health became a bigger part of that conversation. And because I'd gone so deep down that hole of exercise science to realize it was such a small part of the pie, I realized how much I didn't know. So diving into that and investing further into the best coaches I could find and understanding not just nutrition and training, but all of the stuff deeper that allowed us to get an idea of what's going on below the surface. And that's really where, for me, it was always relying on experts around me that allowed me to build a better system and package that together. And I still do that today. You know, I'm not the doctor, I'm not the clinical nutritionist, but I've got incredible specialists that I've been able to bring together in that space that give me all the information I need and are part of that journey to build it forward. So like you said, with our Meta Project now, I'm very much a generalist and making sure that concepts from a holistic view make sense for the individual, and how can I simplify those concepts to make sure this person can actually do it, right? Because there's a discrepancy between the perfect program and what's actually going to work for you as an individual sometimes. But if we can bring in those specialists, we have some mindset, we have some deeper nutrition, we have that full blood work panel, we can get an idea of what's really going on with you as a whole. And then little bits of exercise start to become so much more valuable because your body can actually respond. And I think most people are digging a bigger hole than they can recover from with their training, thinking that training harder or eating less is going to cause some sort of response, but their body's crying out for some level of nutrients to start with or some level of recovery to actually make that work. So that's really the overarching concept of what we built with the Meta Project. Meta simply meaning higher level of self-awareness. So taking the time to take all those components in and get an idea of where you start is a huge part of that conversation.
I think that's amazing. You notice one, what wasn't working. Cause I think a lot of folks are still in that realm of like, well, okay, you know, cut more calories. Okay, let's do more HIIT workouts. Well, let's do two a day. Shoot, let's just do three a days and see if, you know, something works. And I mean, I kind of had to do it for myself. Being a doc, I was like, well, okay, that doesn't work. Let me push myself harder. And then I ended up completely crashing my health because I was even not figuring it out. So the fact that you're talking about self-awareness, I think is possibly one of the most important things I've found, at least with my practice as well, is having people aware of like what stress you're coming in on the phone to your workout and you're not breathing already. Of course, you're already in fight or flight mode. But then the other thing you mentioned about this self-awareness is you were talking about blood work and you're talking about where the health was at. So what do you incorporate in terms of blood work? Do you have folks going to doctors? Do you, can nutritionists order blood work in Australia and New Zealand? How does it work?
Yeah, I think it's much easier than the States in regards to what you can request. But we still tend to go through the doctors simply because we can have that publicly funded, hopefully. Again, there's going to be varying degrees of that depending on what city and how rural we are sometimes. But getting an idea of the blood work panels, we get a really, really what we can get away with, right? We'll get a basic thyroid, liver, basic white blood count breakdowns, just get an idea of a full broad view of what's really going on under the hood. And the reason we find that so helpful is people will come to us and we'll say, where's your energy right now? You know, out of 10. And they'll be like, oh, yeah, it's not so good, but I'd say it's a 7 or 8. And then we ask that same question, you know, 3-4 months down the line. They're like, man, it was a 3. Now I'm really an 8, you know? And we're getting an idea of what that really looks like. It shows how much we're just so used to feeling the way we do, whether that's good or bad. So getting an idea to look at actual biomarkers and understanding what's really happened, what damage has been caused, can get us a really good snapshot of what's actually going on. And the more important part is if body fat is a bit stubborn or we are starting to feel a bit sluggish and we're not quite sure, we can start to dive a little bit deeper into what might be some of those reasons behind it. And just that allows one extra piece of the pie for us to understand them as a human being. Clearly, it's only a snapshot, but if we've got history as well, Australia is really, really good at that, at giving us 3 or 4, you know, past blood works as well, so we can get an idea of where things have been. That just allows one extra layer for us.
Oh, wow. That's really cool. Yeah, that's not the case in the States. So we have to actually request that for our docs. Yeah. So that's interesting. And I think that's good for a lot of people here is like looking at the basics, just a little snapshot of what's going on internally, because for a lot of us, sometimes we might look at someone's body and be like, okay, you know, you look externally somewhat fit, you look okay. But then we take a look at the internal fitness and it's a complete different picture than what you would suspect.
Mm.
And so this is something that I think for a lot of people looking at their health anchors. Now you mentioned in terms of a quiz on the metaproject.co that there is this quiz, you know, that shows these health anchors that hold people back. So tell us a little bit about what are the most common health anchors that you see and what seems to be those factors that are interfering with someone's internal fitness compared to their external fitness.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the biggest thing that we're trying to shift here is getting an awareness of, okay, our body's not working. The last thing we want to do, and it tends to be the first thing that most people do, is let's drop calories or let's eat less, right? And the main focus with the diet is to drop food down. Now, we're going to get a short result, 2-4 weeks, we might see something work, right? And if we don't, that allows us to really look deeper again as well, because there's clearly a level of toxicity or something going on that we need to take into account first. But the big shift that we're trying to make is, one, as you talked about with this awareness before, is it's amazing how many people are ahead on top of a meat suit that just are completely disconnected, right? And they're not able to understand what that body is telling us. So I think leaning into that sometimes is a really, really good first step. And I think if I was to really focus on dialing in now body fat and trying to drop weight down, the first thing I'm always going to focus on is stress and sleep, right? If I don't take those into account, my body's never going to feel the same or never going to respond like I want it to. So if I'm going into that process, we in the Meta Project, we only talk about exercise or upping exercise or adding more structure to it or whatever that looks like in week 3 of the program, because we want to give 2 whole weeks of just understanding, where do you fit in your day? Where is your downtime? Where is some joy in your week? Where is the food you eat and how are you feeling on those foods, right? There's so much other stuff that we can talk about to build a foundation of your body actually feeling like it's going to respond. It's actually going to work. So taking that time to build a bit of a foundation, they're like, well, Ollie, I'm diving into this big health journey and I'm just going to walk for 2 weeks. Yep, you're going to breathe too, right? And you need to take that time to take that into account. And when we get to exercise, you're going to get so much more out of your body. All right. So taking the time to look at those, you know, we can get really nerdy with liver function and hormones and gut health, and we will look at all of that. But if we don't take into account that basic stress, that awareness of your breathing and that you're breathing through your chest all day, and just getting an idea of, am I actually getting good quality sleep? Am I fueling my body in a way that it's not just about the calories in that meal, but actually the nutrients and colors that we're seeing? That starts to give us a much better foundation to build on. And now we start to see our body respond.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I think that's huge to really kind of be like, yep, we're not going to put you through this crazy workout program. Because I think a lot of people are expecting that, having seen the TV show that we had here in the US that was so popular, That Biggest Loser and all of that stuff. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people are expecting like this crazy boot camp of like, we're going to kick your butt and then you're going to start losing weight. But when you tell them, you know, we're just going to walk, how often do you have people look at you like you are crazy when you tell them that you're just going to walk?
All the time. But the big thing that I think is really, really important that you've brought up is they expect that. And the problem with that is that it keeps them from starting, right? Everyone feels like they need the perfect week before they start the program, right? Start on Monday, start in January, whatever it might be. And it's because they've built this big, scary idea of what health looks like. And when they're like, oh, I've got all these projects I need to sort. I'm really stressed out at the moment. I'll need a couple more weeks until I start the program. I'm like, this is the best time to start, right? Because we're taking the time to simplify your approach. We're getting that mental clarity back. We're building your energy back up. And I think it's just that expectation that people think they need, you know, all of this time to get all the exercise in. I'm like, don't even worry about that. We're not going to talk about that for a while. Let's just work with what your day currently looks like now. And I think for a lot of people that hurts them, right? That really hurts their ability to start any journey because they've built it up as this big, scary thing with all the exercise they need to add. I'm back. If you feel like your body is slowing down, it's feeling a bit creaky, there's a couple of joints that are painful, you don't feel like exercising, right? So I think all of those components suggest or lean back to, let's get your body back on your side, build your energy back up so you feel like exercising, right? And then you start getting people that you're telling to go for a walk and they're like, oh, I just cracked into a run because I felt so good, right? And it's like, well, that's not even built into your program. That's just that we've got your body back on your side now.
Right. And they're like, no, let's stop that though. We need to go back. Otherwise we're going to. Oh man. No, that happens so commonly. So funny. People are funny. We're funny creatures. I mean, I feel like I'm just the same. I push myself to the limits and then would be like, let's go run a marathon. And the day before I had done like two a days, it's not the smartest thing in the world, but you're like, I feel so good. I can do this. And so there is that hard part to like juggle. Now, of course, a lot of people will say, you know, my life is crazy and chaotic. How am I going to fit in all of these lifestyle factors I have to fit in? How do you work with folks that are like, how do I put in this breathing? How do I work in this new chill? I just, you know, I have 45 minutes to crank out a workout. How do I do this?
Yeah. And that answer always has to come in internally. And this is something that I think took me a really long time, but it kind of skims across the edges of motivational interviewing, right? And I don't like the word of motivation, but it's what it's called. So I work with that. And taking that time to elicit some sort of internal desire as to why they want to change their life, right? I think when I come to, if any coach comes to someone and says, you should do this, this is how it should be done, it's never going to be particularly effective, right? Whereas if we start to ask, how are we going to fit you back in your day? Where do you think that's going to look, what that's going to look like? We can start to find those answers. And I think if you're ready to look for solutions, not obstacles, then we can start to really find some progress. You know, I've worked with some really, really high level people that basically run the country and nothing changes. There's still a level of importance that they need to place on them. And I know there's some big meetings going on and there's a lot of money on the line and all of these sexy things going on, but none of that happens if you're not in good health, right? And if you don't make time for your wellness, you'll be forced to make time for your illness. And I think taking that time to shift that mentality and start to be more proactive with, I feel good and now I'm performing better, I'm getting more out of my day, well, that should be the biggest motivation to realize you're now of higher value in that space. So if you're a business owner, it's taking time to look at your delegation and your management structure. If you're in a corporate structure, it's taking the time to set expectations with your team members. But either way, it still just comes back to you leaning into, how do we find time to put you back on the priority list? It's not that you're the only priority, but you need to at least be on that top five.
Yeah. No, that's huge. That's huge. And I hope folks are really listening to that because that is the most important thing, I think, when it comes to really being able to make change in your health in general is putting you in that prioritizing, you know, you're in the top there, putting yourself first.
Yeah. I think, again, it comes back to the expectation. You don't need 6-hour workouts a week, and making sure that they're effective small workouts is going to help. But if I'm going to try advertise to you that you only need to do 10 minutes 2 times a week, well, I'm like, what's happening with the rest of those hours in the week? So I think just the mentality of starting with how do I fit you in the day is a more productive movement. And then making sure those workouts are short and effective definitely is helpful too. But it just has to start from that mindset shift or challenge at least.
That makes sense. That makes sense. Now, once you start getting people into workouts, what kind of workouts do you tend to recommend? Are we doing a combination of strength training and a little bit of cardio, or what's, give me a little breakdown, give folks a little idea of what you like to recommend.
Yeah, absolutely. So for us, we work primarily with over 40. So the big focus there is people think that they need to do more cardio and less weights, where it's very much vice versa. They need to add in that level of resistance training to make sure we're stimulating some sort of muscle building or very minimum muscle maintenance, right? And if that looks into that building metabolism, strength, balance, proprioception of muscles, there's so many benefits that we're working with there. But taking the time to, you know, at least add in one or two of those sessions a week is always going to be a focus for us to make sure that we're building all of those things, right? We need to make sure that we lean into that. So that's certainly our first suggestion in making sure that resistance training is part of those workouts. For us, it's always, again, trying to find the balance between what's the perfect workout and what's something you enjoy, what's something you're actually going to do. So finding that balance, sometimes, you know, fat loss, when we look at something like running, can be really good for a week or a month or maybe two. But until we get to the point where we have to do more and more or faster and faster, there's very few variables there that allow us to make that a maintainable long-term or consistent fat loss journey. So we add them in there because it's great for our headspace. We add them in there because we're sweating, and there's definitely an aerobic capacity aspect that's massively beneficial to everything else. But if our goal, and again, it's coming back to what is the actual goal. If it's not fat loss, then fantastic. But trying to make sure that we have a balance between that weight training and cardio of some level, I tend to lean on the cardio more from an enjoyment standpoint initially in the early stages. And then the weight training allows us to do the heavy lifting, both in making sure things are moving and also just getting us lifting heavier things, right? Getting us contracting muscles, getting those underactive muscles working again, and trying to really bring back the control in your own body. I think when we start to understand exercise at the level we walk them through, it takes away this need for a constant massage or a constant release all the time, because what we're doing is starting to understand why that muscle's tight because of our breathing, our posture, muscles that are underactive, that sort of thing. So I think that can become quite exploratory as well. And again, it's bringing a high level of self-awareness to exercise as well as the nutrition side. So we're really starting to bring this control with, that's why my body feels that way. And I think with training, when you understand it's more about the contraction rather than the external weights flinging around, you can start to explore that much better too.
Wow. I think that's important. I think that's really huge. And also I'm thinking about you're online, right? So you're meeting with people online and you're working with people breathing. So do you, when you set up a workout program, are you watching them go through the workout program via Zoom? Are you doing breathing drills with them? How does it work in that side of things to help optimize the workout?
So for us, we don't do Zoom workouts and get everyone to jump around in front of a screen. We've got over 200 clients at the moment, and one, that wouldn't work, and two, I don't think it's effective, because again, we're trying to move away from the sort of HIIT style aspect of just adding more stress to their lives, especially if someone's going through menopause or really starting to see some shifts in their body. I think adding more stress is the last thing we're going to do. So with nutrition, we think about what are the things that we need to make sure are there for good nutrition, right? We need to look at colors and flavors and nutrients and just making sure that there's a foundation of foods we're looking at, so that when you go through your day and you start to make better decisions and you're aware of how you're eating and what you're eating, you're better equipped. And it's going to be exactly the same with training. I'm not going to be able to be there for your 6 a.m. workout or your 5 p.m. workout, or I don't want to be. But what I am going to do is take that time to give you the skills and give you the awareness of what needs to be there, right? If I can show you over a screen how to feel that lat and that main muscle in our back that even pro bodybuilders seem to not know how to contract. Rather than just lifting a barbell, we're thinking about what muscle is actually contracting. So when we go into the gym, we've got Ollie's voice in the back of our head say, feel the muscle, not just swinging the weights around. And then they come back to you in the week and like, man, those workouts, I'm actually starting to feel my lats and I haven't felt them for 10 years. Or I'm starting to be able to lean in and focus on what I'm doing in the gym rather than worrying about all these other people around me, right? So it starts to get rid of the reliance on external people in that situation, because we're trying to build a skill set. And I think when you know, if I go back to our personal training days, I'd have clients that I trained with two or three times a week, right? And I'd say, hey, I want to get I want you to do a workout by yourself, right? How often do you think that workout got done, right? Because they were so used to you being there, right? So there was a lack of importance in their own word to show up for them. They had to have someone else to rely on showing up. And then once they got there, there was no motivation. They had to count their own reps. They didn't know what to use because they didn't think about exercise. They just waited to be told. So again, I think it works well in the PT scene, right? Because the client keeps coming back, otherwise they don't get fit. But if you're trying to get to a place where you're giving them that power, giving them that skill set that they can use long-term, now we're in a really good position to see that continue long-term, right? I've given you a skill set. Now, after you've worked with me, you've still got something that's going to work forever, all right? And that's what becomes so much more powerful and hopefully valuable, because now you're in control of your own health rather than relying on a PT or a gym.
Yeah, no, I think that's huge. I think that's huge, because with COVID, we had a lot of like an uptick in group Zoom workouts and all of these different things happening where you're not getting the personal level of attention, but you're also not getting that mental training like you were talking about, and cueing, because I think for a lot of people, the cueing is a big factor. Now, if someone is struggling and say they're like, gosh, you know, I can't feel this, will you watch like a video of them breathing, or can they do videos and send them in of them doing
it? Yeah, and we bring in experts to make sure that's done as well. We have like a quarterly workshop around the country. Hopefully once all lockdowns are getting better here, we'll get them done in Australia too. We've been itching to do one over there. So actually walking them through in person and walking them through that whole process has been fantastic. But on the calls, taking the time to go through simple activations, can I feel that muscle? Can I go through those movements? Is really, really good. We've got a world-class level of exercise library to go through, particularly exercises and through their workout apps and all the stuff you'd expect. You know, we've built out those custom movements because most app exercise tutorials are not up to the standard we use. So we've completely redone all those and walked them through that process. So all of the stuff you'd expect from a high-level program is there, but walking them through the understanding that it's nice to have training wheels to walk through that first step. But eventually, if you want to ride a bike properly, you've got to get rid of the training wheels. And to be able to do that, we've got to build a skill set that you're aware of when you walk into a gym or you do that workout from home or whatever it might be, you know what you're looking for. And that's what we're trying to build.
It's huge. Yeah. Reliance on themselves, not on a trainer to move forward. Cause yeah, ultimately you are teaching people how to be fitter on their own. Yep. Now let's talk a little bit about gut health, because you talked about eating rainbows, eating, you know, the good foods and things of that nature. Do you guys do any gut health assessment when folks come in, or, you know, other than just the regular blood work that you can kind of get a little idea? Are you looking at microbiome, any of that kind of stuff?
Yeah, so it completely depends on the client. We do dive deeper into that testing where needed, but as you can imagine, those tests are expensive and take a bit of time to do. So if someone comes through with those initial symptoms in the blood work or through just their symptoms, then we'll definitely dive it through. And I'd say about 20, 30% of our clients, we dive into that. We can go into full microbiome mapping, organic acids, whatever it might be, to really understand what's happening. But with that process, it's really going to be a case of how deep do we want to go? How much do we want to invest into further testing? So if we find that we had one client the other day that he sort of getting to the point that didn't matter what he was eating, his body was sort of coming through a high level of endotoxins that was simply internally poisoning himself every time he ate. So for something like that, we need to dive really, really deep, and we need to get an idea of what civic support do we need to build that process back up, because it's no longer a basic intolerance thing. It's a case of everything's causing the issue, right? And if the only way that you feel good is fasting, well, that's not a long-term solution, right? So taking that time to look at those and dive deep into the weeds, we definitely do. But for us, it's getting an idea of finding that balance between both the blood work and symptom level. So something we find really helpful and effective with our initial program is doing the blood work to get an idea of that full snapshot, right? And as you said, we can get a kind of an idea from things like white blood count to get an idea of potential stresses or gut issues coming through, and how much deeper do we need to go into that, even if we get some basic IgE and IgA intolerance markers coming through, we can get an idea of something that we may go deeper into. But if we look at that from a basic quiz level as well, and we start to ask, what symptoms are coming through from a digestive level? What symptoms are coming through on what do we see as being our top five symptoms of thyroid, of cortisol, of all these things that are coming through? And we can start to sort of create a bit of a self-assessment through symptoms that are coming through. And the beauty of that is they start to learn, that could be starting to lean more towards this. And if we're starting to get more than three or four markers in a particular category, we start to create more of a correlation. It's definitely not a conclusive answer, but allows us to dive deeper down that route. So we have a couple of barriers there, because I think too many specialists I've seen is we start to spend a couple thousand dollars on tests before we start to get anywhere. So for us, we try to find the balance, right? We don't want it to all be awareness and airy-fairy, and we don't want it to be 100% testing, so we've got 6 weeks before we get anywhere. But if we can find that nice balance in the middle, we can help a lot more people and a lot quicker to find how to get their body back on their side. Because I think at the end of the day, when we start to get an idea of, oh, when I eat that food, I don't feel as good. Or when I start to add a little bit of support, I really start to see my energy get better and my bowel motions improve. And all of these things, I think our body is giving us so many signs and signals to work with. So 80% of the time, we can really see that be a huge shifts in their approach. And then we can start to bring in specific probiotics and prebiotics if we need to through that process once we've built a foundation. But again, a lot of people try bringing the kombucha or the prebiotic in phase one and thinking it's gut health without trying to build that foundation and awareness of what they feel best on. So there will be an initial replacement of foods and getting an idea of, you know, what are those foods you really feel best on as an individual. But it's just getting, like I said, I think that balance between testing and awareness.
I think that's important. I think that's important because, yeah, in my industry as being a naturopathic doctor, I mean, depending on which side someone is on or functional medicine doc, it is, I like tests, don't get me wrong, but I do think we overtest. And I think we do it to a degree where all we have is all this test and we forgot about what the symptoms the person had, the awareness that we want to develop in this individual. And so I think having a good happy medium between the two is absolutely ideal for finding the right solutions and using that to also help someone to be aware of their body as things change, because things are going to change. Things are going to shift. And now it's like, we can't just be like, this is the only way it works, because now we're going to go back to where we were when we were 20s and, you know, slam down a pizza, fast the next day, do a workout and boom, you're good. You know?
Yeah.
I never did that. No.
I was like, yeah, I did that.
Oh my God. Always. I'd be like, party. Then, you know, you ate your pizza and the next day I'd be like, I'm not eating. I'm going to do a killer workout and I'll be bounce right back. Yeah. It doesn't work when you're 43.
Just, yeah.
You can't even get out of bed the next morning if you did what you did in your 20s. At least me anyway. It's not pretty. So let's talk about a couple of like tricky clients, because I think a lot of people are like, okay, Ollie, that's really great. I get it. You know, I can work on my gut. I can get some, you know, specific things to help work with my fitness, my mental health, all these different things. But like, what if, and you kind of alluded to this a little bit on your fellow who was having some trouble and he was reacting to everything.
Yeah.
He's got that side of things. What are some of the other issues? And maybe some of these are the anchors that are keeping you from success. What seems to be the things that really create the most difficulty for people to get success? What have you found?
I think we've just come back to that basic analogy of it's not just exercise more and eat less. I think just coming back to that is really, really helpful, right? I think so many people, when they're going through that process, oh, my body's not responding, eat less, train harder, right? And it's just such an automatic response that we're starting to miss out on some of those other points. And it could be taking the time to look a bit deeper. Like if we use, circle back to this client that really got to the point that his gut was, it wasn't just a sensitivity issue that we had to identify, we really had to build a whole new base. That doesn't come without a level of stress and external factors that is much more than food, right? And I think that's the biggest goal that we're looking at is, everything we do is talking about, yes, we talk about nutrition, right? And of course, we want to make sure we're eating the right food and we make sure those shifts are there. But when we start to take into account all of the other factors that come into play with the foods we're eating and how we're thinking about the foods and the reactions that we're having to foods, it becomes so much more helpful to the bigger picture, because we're starting to realize that I could give you a smoothie and I could tell you it's full of all the right nutrients and you're going to feel primo on this. And you digest that a certain way. If I tell you this is the same smoothie, but it's down from McDonald's and it's full of all the sugars and fats, and you're probably going to feel pretty sluggish later on, the power your brain has to change how your body digests and utilizes that nutrients is so different. And I think realizing just taking that into account, right? In your day, even if you have the perfect meal in the morning, right? You're having your fancy smoothie for breakfast, but you're someone who wakes up, without the alarm. You're someone that has a bit of time to stretch or go for a bit of movement in the morning, and then you sit down with your kids and you have a relaxed conversation there as much as you can in the morning before going to work and, you know, diving into your day, versus the person that, you know, has to hit the alarm a couple of times, drags himself out of bed, worrying about everybody else, has a work meeting at 10 o'clock and then tries to get that smoothie down, right? The way our body digests that food is completely different. So I think just taking the time to look at that and realize how big a role all those other factors play in digestion and good health in general, I think that just allows, it can overwhelm you. It 100% can overwhelm you. And I think for me, early on, it did and still does to a level, right? The more you learn, the more you realize you don't know. So looking at things like how, right, what toxins am I exposed to in a day? Okay, everything. So starting to get an idea of where are those quick wins, we can start to look at water and food. Then we can start to dive a little bit deeper into certain products around the house, cleaning products, sort of facial products, whatever they might be, taking the time to go layers deeper. There's always something more that we can optimize. But I think making sure that that's a continual pursuit of continual improvements rather than an overwhelming, where do I start? What do I focus on? Because again, that can be a whole nother mental story that we have to overcome. So in short, I think understanding that there's more to it than just the food you eat and how you train, you've got to get an idea of how your body's responding to it, right? So as has been explained to me in the past, it's not what you eat, it's what you absorb. I think that's a really, really good way to look at it, is taking the time to all those other factors that create that gap between eating and absorption.
That's huge. That's huge. Yeah, it really is about the foundations and really thinking about the foundational things. And that really is what comes down to my hard clients that I have as well. It's like, wait a minute, guys, we've missed something in the foundational aspect. Yeah. Like clean water, clean air, you know, dialing it back in. And that's really at the root of things. So folks, if you're listening right now and you're like, yeah, this all sounds great, but I've never had results on anything. I've never, you know, I've taken a ton of supplements. I've spent a ton of money on labs. I've spent a ton of money on biohacking, fancy, you know, stuff. And really you didn't get the results because we didn't get you in the foundation department.
100%. And when we start to look at professionals in any area of life, right, we realize that they're the ones that do the foundations properly. And I think the thing that drives me nuts with a lot of the health industry right now is this unique new medical science has showed us is this one new ingredient or vitamin is going to completely change your life. Well, I'm like, well, maybe it might make a 0.5% difference if you've got everything else sorted, but don't start there, right? And I think the biggest thing we're looking at here is shifting how we think to nutrition, trying to make sure we're looking at putting the power back on you and realizing that it starts with identifying the root cause or potentially what needs to be removed rather than all the things that need to be added in. And that can sound scary or it can sound like it's more effort, and it really isn't, but it gives you so much more power back to yourself rather than the thousands of dollars of supplements or whatever else that's coming externally. So I think it's just taking that time to lean inward and realize that we're not here to entertain you. We're here to make you feel as good as you possibly can. And then you can figure out what you want to do with all that new energy. And I think that's a shift to be made because it's just, yeah, everyone's trying to find the next hack.
Absolutely. Ollie, high five across like the oceans and the lands to get to you. That is exactly what the message that I would love to put out to everybody, because that is ski. Well said. Well said. So you've got a 5-day energy and gut rebuild challenge. I want folks to know a little bit about that. I want to know where folks can find you, but let's start with the challenge, because that'll lead into where they find you. So tell us a little bit about your challenge so folks can sign up and get to know you better.
Absolutely. So the 5-day challenge was really built as a way to walk through a lot of the things we've been talking about today. I think for us, rather than taking you through a webinar or a big training, I think I want you to experience the process and understand that these are very simple tweaks that you can take and put into your day. So the understanding of that is getting an idea of walking you through that over 5 days. That isn't 5 days of workouts or anything extreme. It's just a case of what's one input that we can add into your day just to bring a little bit more awareness to one area that's going to elevate your health. So walking through that process allows us to get an idea of initially, how do we fit us in our day, right? As we said today, one of the first questions was, okay, that all sounds cool, but how do I fit you into the day? Right, well, let's start there. Let's get an idea of what that schedule looks like. Let's rewrite it so that you are just as important as that big work meeting, right? The second one will be diving into identifying some of these health anchors or making some shifts to your diet so we're finding out what needs to be removed rather than added so we can simplify nutrition. We can make you feel more confident in what you're eating. Diving into stress and sleep, taking that time to look at what are some of the components that we could take into account that makes everything else work better, all right? Making sure that this routine, this proactiveness towards tomorrow being productive allows us to build a better foundation. And I think the important part, as we alluded to earlier, was taking that time to, with the final couple of days there, is taking that time to look at building a bigger goalpost so that you're not relying on willpower or motivation again. I think sometimes we rely on that so much and it's so fleeting, it's so external. So what's the internal desire to keep that moving forward? And I think from everything we've talked about today, it becomes those small tweaks and adjustments every day rather than the big sexy workout with the 10 caffeine drinks, right? It's taking the time to build back up a base so you're not relying on willpower. It just becomes a lifestyle design aspect that you know you're getting more out of every day. So when we start to understand it's more about the character you're building on the in the process rather than the end destination, I think that just becomes a lot more of a pursuit I want to be a part of. So if you want to be part of that 5-day challenge, that is on our website. You can just go to the metaproject.co or .co as you said, taking the time to look at walking through that together. If you find that valuable, there's a couple of buttons all over the website. You'll find that there to go through that process. It's literally through emails that we sent out to you every day, and you can go through that at your own pace. They're very short videos, but as we said, just walking you through some simple tweaks you can add in.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I love it that it's simple little videos. A lot of people are going to love that. Now, you also have a podcast and you also have a YouTube channel that folks can find and learn some more information from you. The podcast is on your website. It's called The Meta Project as well, correct?
Yeah.
All right. And then the YouTube channel, the YouTube channel is your name, right? It's Ollie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you can, over, you know, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, it's all under Ollie Wood. So Ollie, just take away the H and you've got Ollie Wood. So you can use that anywhere you like to find more about us. We've got so much content we put up from our live trainings and all the rest. So there's more than enough that we have on our free content to get a better idea of how we function and hopefully elevate your own lives.
Oh my gosh. I think you are doing amazing work. You guys, you have to check out his testimonial tank. It is huge. There are so many people raving about the work from the Meta Project and Ollie in general. And so you guys got to check it out. I'll have all of the notes over at the podcast website at drjkrausnd.com. You guys have survived another episode of The Health Fix. Ollie, thank you so much for coming on and sharing such great information with folks.
No worries. I really enjoyed it. Thank you for the questions. I appreciate it.
Hey, health junkies. I know that I deliver a lot of information and there's no doubt that you're listening to multiple podcasts. And with all that information, it can get a little confusing to know what direction to go in next. Well, like I'm always saying, test, don't guess. I have partnered with the Excella Internal Fitness Company to test your gut health, to test your immune health, to look at your cognitive acuity, your ability to make energy, your metabolism, and how good you are at managing your stress. Now, while this might be seeming too good to be true, the Excella Fitness Company has really dialed in on these 11 metabolites that can tell you a lot about yourself and how you're doing internally. So I have a 90-day program built around pre- and post-testing with the Excella Fitness Company, and I would love for you to check it out and join me to help transform your health. Now, what kind of conditions would this treat? Well, definitely working on hormone imbalances. If you're low on energy, you just want to optimize your health, you've got some gut issues, this is the program for you. So if you want to learn more, head over to drjkrausnd.com and click on my tab that says courses and go right to the Own Your Health program. Thank you for listening to the Health Fix podcast. I sincerely appreciate it and hope to see you in the course or on the podcast with me.
Hey there, if you enjoyed this episode of the Health Fix, I bet you'd love to join us in our Facebook group, Find Your Health Fix, where we keep the conversation going from the podcast, but also talk all things health and how we can be athletes and healthy for life. So if you're interested in being on top of your A game, not taking pharmaceutical medications, and being healthy for life, come on over to Find Your Health Fix. We'll see you there.